Alex, who's the public information officer of the city of Manitou Springs. Alex is joining me right now. We kind of touched on this last week, but the actual event, the ribbon cutting, is going to be taking place coming up tomorrow for the city of Manitou Springs. Alex, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us as always.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Dan.
So we touched on this last week, and you know, there's a lot of people, including you, with a Tesla, I'm just kidding about that last statement, by the way. that have electric vehicles that are going to be really happy about this news that's happening and the ribbon cutting starting tomorrow. What's the event going to be like tomorrow for those people that want to maybe even kind of stop by and take a look at it?
Yeah, so it's going to be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Hiawatha Gardens, which is our parking lot just outside of downtown at 10 Old Man's Trail. And they'll just be hearing from the mayor of Manitou Springs and representatives from the two funding agencies. So the Charge Ahead Colorado grant, which is through the state of Colorado's Department of Local Affairs, as well as a representative from the PPRTA, the Pikes Peak Rural Transportation Authority, as well as a citizen advocate who initiated this and made it all happen. So it's a great time to celebrate environmental sustainability and carbon footprint conscious methods of transportation. So it's going to be a great event.
How did Nancy bring it up? Nancy Wilson, she's the resident advocate that you just talked about. How did she bring it up? It almost seems natural that, you know, the city of Manitou Springs, a very, very big tourist destination, should have a charging station or two in its midst.
Yes, and actually her stepson's more fortunate than me and has the Tesla. And so they're very big on having that sustainable infrastructure to make having an electric car much easier. And so it got initiated there. And the big point that she brought across was being able to apply for this grant and get all of the chargers funded without any city funds. So she was really helpful in there, and it couldn't have been done without her.
And with the massive salary as the public information officer, I'm sure getting a Tesla is coming up in the near future. But this is a great thing because it's, you know, $156,000 project. I mean, when did all of this actually start? When was it brought up? And then when did the, you know, applying for the grants and everything and all the funding, when did that all start?
Yeah, it started last year at the, at the end of the year, end quarter, and we've slowly been working towards it. Once we got awarded the grant and the funding, we designated those funds and got to installing them. You need quite the amount of electric infrastructure, so you have to install a transformer and then get a master electrician to install the actual charger, because the big one, the Type 3 charger, which charges the car in about 25 to 30 minutes, that one, there's a ton of electricity running through that, and it's a bit of a complex process to install it, get everything hooked up, and allow folks to easily park there and plug it in. But that's all good to go, so right in time for the ribbon cutting.
And the massive mansion that you live in, you know, with all the electricity you use. So, I mean, I'm sure that, that you got to kind of share it, you know, so you don't hog it all up there in Manitou. But the benefits of this installation, I'm looking at all the notes here. This is really a big thing for residents, employees, you know, frequent visitors who want to use their electric vehicles because there's more and more of them. I mean, it really is a big deal for Manitou Springs, isn't it?
Absolutely. If someone wants to own an electric vehicle, we want to make sure that not having the infrastructure isn't a problem. So if we can supply that need to help encourage folks who frequently visit Manitou Springs, live here, or maybe employees downtown who frequently park here to get an electric vehicle, then we want to make sure that we're doing that. So it's a big landmark that we're making here, and we're really proud to be able to further push that environmental sustainability for sure.
And as you mentioned, the Type 3 fast charger, that charges a vehicle like 25 to 30 minutes. I often wondered, how does that work? Like if somebody, it's obviously first come, first serve. So when they, you know, a car's on the charger, how many Is it just one that they can hook up, or are there a couple of like nozzles, so to speak, like there are gas stations?
So the Type 3 charger, there's just one. So
okay.
The Type 2 chargers, which are longer for someone who's spending more time in Manitou Springs, that take about 5 hours or so, those have two ports on each. So multiple cars can hook up to those. But for the big, the Type 3 charger, that's just one port.
And is there an electronic sign on the actual charging stations that actually say how many minutes are left in charging it? So
sorry to interrupt. You hook up through the ChargePoint app, and that's where you see all that information.
Okay.
So that's how you make that payment. You have that account, and you tally all that time, everything like that.
And I'm just specifically, like, if anybody else wanted to use it, like if somebody just pulled up, you'd wonder how much time is left on their charger. That'd be something I'd look at. Does that allow you to see how much time is left on the person in front of you's charging time?
You know, you got me, Dan. I'm not 100% sure.
I did it.
I'm sure that either you see it on the machine or it's on the app.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that.
Okay. All right. That was great. I've been searching for the one question that Alec, because he always answers every single question I've ever asked him about the city of Manitou Spring. And I finally stumped him on that. This was just horrific, Alex. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the ribbon cutting tomorrow. It's going to be a great time and very historic for the city of Manitou Springs tomorrow.
Yes, appreciate it. I appreciate the time, Dan, and I hope to see some folks there. It'll
okay.
be great.